When you look at J.D. Vance, is he ready on day one?
Does he what?
Ready on day one, if he has to be.
I've always had great respect for him, and for the other candidates, too. But I will say this, and I think this is well documented. Historically, the vice president, in terms of the election, does not have any impact. I mean, virtually no impact.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 31st, 2024. Welcome to Day 1289. Donald Trump questioned Kamala Harris's racial identity at the National Association of Black Journalists conference, falsely suggesting that Harris had misled voters about her race.
She was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman. She went to a historically black college.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she went... She became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do
and
you believe
think,
that she is...
I think somebody should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Harris is the daughter of a Jamaican father and an Indian mother, both immigrants to the United States. Trump also frequently mispronounced Harris's first name, and he berated the black reporter who asked him about his past racist rhetoric, including his insults toward black prosecutors, repeated false claims that Obama was born in Africa, and his racist calls for four congresswomen of color to go back to where they came from.
People did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country, including employment, including opportunity zones with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which is one of the greatest programs ever for black workers and black entrepreneurs. I've done so much, and, you know, and I say this, historically, black colleges and universities were out of money. They were stone cold broke. And I saved them and I gave them long-term financing and nobody else was doing it. I think it's a very rude introduction. I don't know exactly why you would do something like that. And let me go a step further. I was invited here and I was told my opponent, whether it was Biden or Kamala, I was told my opponent was going to be here. It turned out my opponent isn't here. You invited me under false pretense. And then you said, you can't do it with Zoom. Well, you know, where's Zoom? She's going to do it with Zoom, and she's not coming. And then you were half an hour late, just so we understand. I have too much respect for you to be late. They couldn't get their equipment working or something
Mr.
was
President,
wrong.
Mr. President, I would love
I think
you
it's
can
a
answer
very
the question
nasty
on your
question.
Rhetoric
well,
and why
I,
you believe
I have answered
black
the question.
Trust you with another
I have
years.
Been the best president for the black population since Abraham Lincoln.
The Harris campaign said the hostility Donald Trump showed on stage today is the same hostility he has shown throughout his life, throughout his term in office, and throughout his campaign for president. Adding, Trump lobbed personal attacks and insults at black journalists the same way he did throughout his presidency. The campaign continued, saying, Trump has already proven he cannot unite America, so he attempts to divide us. Today's tirade is simply a taste of the chaos and division that has been a hallmark of Trump's MAGA rallies this entire campaign. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre added that Trump's comments were repulsive, insulting, and said that no one has any right to tell someone who they are. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris dared Trump to say it to my face and commit to a presidential debate, saying, "Well, Donald, I do hope you'll reconsider to meet me on the debate stage, because as the saying goes, if you've got something to say, say it to my face." Trump has wavered on whether or not he will participate in a September 10th debate hosted by ABC News. While he had agreed to the debate when Biden was the likely nominee, he has since backtracked, saying that he probably will debate her, but that he can also make a case for not doing it. Moving on, the Trump campaign forced the architect of the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 to resign. The move comes after public criticism from Democrats, as well as Trump, over the conservative manifesto to radically reshape the federal government during a second Trump administration. Trump's campaign manager reportedly put the screws to Paul Danz in an effort to force him out and shut down the Heritage Foundation's work on the playbook. Danz' departure, however, does not mean the project is shutting down. Kevin Roberts, president of the Heritage Foundation, said, "Our collective efforts to build a personnel apparatus for policymakers of all levels, federal, state, and local, will continue." Trump had repeatedly disavowed the program created by many of his allies and former aides, which is aimed at overhauling the federal government by replacing many civil service workers with Trump loyalists and implementing socially conservative policies. J.D. Vance also wrote the foreword for an upcoming book about Project 2025, written by Roberts. Still, the Trump team said reports of Project 2025's demise would be greatly welcomed and should serve as notice to anyone or any group trying to misrepresent their influence with President Trump and his campaign. It will not end well for you. And finally, the Federal Reserve once again held interest rates steady, but suggested that a rate cut could come as soon as September. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the question will be whether the totality of the data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks are consistent with rising confidence on inflation and maintaining a solid labor market. He added, if that test is met, a reduction in our policy rate could be on the table as soon as the next meeting in September. Powell's comments followed a Federal Open Market Committee decision to leave the federal funds rate in a range of 5.25% to 5.5%. That rate is the highest in 23 years and has been in place for the past year after 11 increases aimed at bringing down inflation, which surged to a four-decade high in 2022. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andides.